What up, DCS fam? I want to remind you guys that we're doing a live podcast this Wednesday, September 27th at Fate Brewing on 7th Street in Phoenix. So come check us out. It's a live podcast. There's going to be food, drinks, a lot of fun. Once again, Wednesday, September 27th at 6 p.m. Go to the Dana Cortez Show Instagram for all the details.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
One of my favorite things to do when I go to Las Vegas is pull up to the crab buffet. Ooh. The all-you-can-eat crab buffet. Well, crab is inside food news, all right? Seafood time. Let's talk about it inside hottest hashtags on your Friday. What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Hey, I want to talk about money. You looking for a job? Amazon is hiring 250,000 full and part-time workers for the holiday season. That number is a 67% jump compared to last year, also bumping up the average pay. So the starting wage at Amazon now is $20.50 an hour.
That's good, but not as good as Bank America. They're doing $23 an hour now.
I saw that, DJ Automatic. Thank you for throwing that in there. If you would like to work at Bank of America, they too are hiring. All right, DJ Automatic, food news.
So there's this woman who went to Singapore, and she decided she was going to order some crab. So they brought out this humongous crab to the table, and she said, I will take that. Thinking that it costs
$20. $20 in Singapore? Did she not look up the country before she went there?
I don't know.
Has she not seen Crazy Rich Asians?
She's not alone. I haven't either. Where does this go?
$20 a gram. They brought her out 8 pounds. It came out to $1,000.
Oh, no.
Guess what she did?
What's up?
When they slapped that bill on the table, she called the cops.
Oh, man. Did they arrest her?
They did not. No, she called the cops on the restaurant.
Did they arrest her? Por pendeja?
I don't know you buy crabs like you do marijuana. That's cool.
Yeah, I thought I was like $20 a gram. That's high-end stuff.
That's wild right there.
I mean, like I said, I go to the buffet. That's the only way I can consume crab. It's too expensive. All right, so we are going to talk now about National Day. Anthony, what you got?
All right, we'll start with National Ice Cream Cone Day, which not cost you $20 a pound.
Mm-hmm. 20 a gram.
Damn. That's okay.
Waffle cone or just paper-thin cone? Just the old-fashioned white cone.
Yeah, whatever it is they do at McDonald's. Give me McDonald's,
the
dog.
Little old white cone.
Bro. Yeah, I'm going for the waffle cone all day.
I love the McDonald's when it mixed with the ice cream. That's a good thing right there. All right, we'll go right along next to National Bike to Work Day. If you want to get your pedal on, today's the day to do so.
Shout out to my man, Emmett. He bikes to work every single day.
Shout out to eating that cone. You better be biking to work every day.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on the last full day of summer.
Summer. Man, you know the earth is getting warm. We need to welcome fall. I love these cold days.
It was literally the hottest summer of all time.
I know, Automatic. Damn, I'm not kidding. The earth is getting warm. Let's cherish fall and winter.
The only thing that hit harder than that heat this year was my air conditioning bill. So bye-bye to that.
Oh my gosh, the highest we've ever had. All right, so remember, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. So yesterday I said we were going to discuss this, the Mexican Repatriation Act. I want you to look it up. Do a little Googles here on Hispanic Heritage Month. Between 1929 and 39, Mexicans and Mexican Americans were deported to Mexico, even though a lot of them were citizens of the United States. I think that it's an estimated 2 million people.
Dang.
Yeah, were taken back to Mexico. So I just, like I said, I want you to learn a little bit, do your Googles, and look that up. Hispanic Heritage Month in full effect here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Video of a mother straddling her son has gone viral, and the people on the internet say that it's child abuse. Let's talk about it now. Plus, I'm going to tell you where you can see the video, of course.
The Parents Court!
The mom's name is Amber, and she says, I ran up to my son, and he's a lot taller than her, so he picks her up, and she hugs him and puts her legs on him.
Wraps her legs around him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, no, she didn't wrap her legs around him. She put him up on his hips, and then he put her down. And the video has gone viral because Amber is incredibly good looking. She's a very sexy mom. And a lot of the comments on there, ladies, are other women saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe you wore that to the game and you're abusing your son. I don't think I'm like a hot mom, but I'm in shape and stuff. And sometimes my kids' friends would say things like that to them. Now, I wouldn't choose to wear this shirt in particular, but you could do whatever you want. But I think sometimes kids just make comments about their friend's parents or the friend's mom. You know, remember Stacy's mom? That song way back in the day? Exactly. My mom is beautiful. And I remember boys telling me that when I was little, and it would make me so uncomfortable. And she never dressed like this. She was just a pretty woman.
That was a part that kind of caught me. Not saying it's an abuse or anything's done immorally. I just thought it was weird behavior. She was dressed more for like a brunch or like a night out with the girls than compared to like a high school football game. Especially. I just think, like, as a guy who's coached high school football, who's played football my whole life, you're making it incredibly difficult on your son when you show up to a game like that, because the other team, the word got around to the locker room quick. This guy's
a hot mom. Yeah.
This guy's gonna hear it from the moment he steps on the field. So my thoughts are just with him and what he has to go through for the remainder of the football season.
From the video, it doesn't look like it bothers him even a little bit. And I don't
I agree.
I think it's weird to sexualize anything between a mom and a kid like
Thank
that.
Thank you. That's the first thing I thought.
Not what I'm doing.
No, I'm talking about the internet.
Like, automatic. Thank you for saying that, because all the comments, I just think to myself, if you have that in your head, you're the weirdo. You're the person with the problem. I think if she was dressed in a muumuu, she's a really good looking woman. And no matter what, you're going to look at her and say, man, she's hot.
Let's take it back a couple years. Think about when Tom Brady was kissing his kids in the mouth and the internet went crazy. On a man for kissing his son.
How could you perceive that as anything but love between a father and son? We should normalize affection for our children. Why does that make you uncomfortable? What's going on in your head? You really need to analyze yourself. Now, I know some people say, I don't want my dad kissing. You don't want that because your dad didn't do that. If you'd grown up with that of being hugged and loved by your father, then it would be different. But you probably didn't, so you feel a certain kind of way.
As a grown man, you know, RIP to my dad, but I wouldn't want him to kiss me in the mouth at any
point. Did he ever?
I'm sure he did when I was little, but my mom, I took her to the airport yesterday, and she gave me a kiss on the mouth.
And was it weird automatic?
It was not weird to me.
Because she's your mother. We all crave love from our parents. I want to go back to what I kind of said, and, you know, it may not be normal in your family. I remember first time I told my mom that I loved her, because we didn't say it. I was already grown. And when I said it, I remember she was really quiet. She was really quiet. I think it was shocking to her. And then she said, I love you too. And now we say it all the time. Oh. And I hug her and I give her kisses and I feel so much closer to her. I'm getting emotional just talking about it. I found this article. I'd like to share it with you. It says that showing affection to our littles from the time they're born throughout their entire lives helps them feel more connected, and it shows them how to be empathetic, and they actually become more productive citizens because that empathy carries on into their adulthood.
All right.
Do it.
Your day. I'm not questioning anybody's family, dog. That's cool.
Obviously your family's not very affectionate.
Yeah, I think I'm doing fine. I think I've achieved good
you're
in life.
Very
so
empathetic,
I don't
Anthony.
Think.
Yeah, because you're an empathetic person. Yeah. So did your mom never hug you?
No, she hugged me. Now, did this ever situation happen? No. To each their own. Everybody's own family. I mean, back to the homegirl, the football mom here. This is the reason why I made my mom promise to never get social media. This is a social media issue. If there was no social media, this problem wouldn't be existing.
Anthony, you're right. I can't even imagine what this guy's going through, this boy.
Oh, so her son responded. His name is Bricks. He says, some of you need Jesus. She's my mom. I did pick her up. She didn't jump on me. It was a hug. Get the over it. For real.
Which is the correct response from her son, because he's always going to stick up for his mother.
Of course he is. And like I said, if you see something in this, or Tom Brady kissing his son, and you see something wrong with that, you might want to reevaluate your own feelings. All right, go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of hip-hop's A-list artists has gone Yellowstone. Let's talk about it right now inside of Best Gossip, The Daily Dirt. This story and more, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays to set it off.
Friend of the show, Moneybag Yo, celebrating his birthday. The homie from Power, Michael Rainey Jr., and Tom Felton, the actor, celebrating his birthday.
Okay, so I couldn't wait to talk about this because I love Shakira. I've loved her since Pies Descalzos. So we're taking it back there. And she just teamed up with Mexican-American group Fuerza Regida for their song El Jefe. I love that Mexicanos are getting love. Mexican-Americans, Chicanos, whatever you want to call us. I love that the majority of the minority Hispanic group is finally being recognized.
I'm a big fan of the music, too, and I like just how the recent pop culture movements we've been having is shining positive light on American and Mexican relations, because look at Taylor Swift and Post Malone, who just went to Mexico and sold out shows. And then now you have groups like J.O.P. and these guys coming over and making great music.
You got Bad Bunny, who teamed up with them. Now you have Shakira that teamed up with like this sound. And this sound is going to, it's becoming a world sound.
It is. Corridos is here to stay. Well, from a very happy conversation to something that definitely brought me down, Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, and Cardi B's husband, Offset, you know, they've been beefing on social media. Well, now a judge has ordered Kenneth Petty to spend 120 days on house arrest because of it. Remember, he's on probation for something that happened years ago, some kind of, I mean, egregious charge involving a minor and sexual assault. Can you just stop?
Yeah,
can you act like an adult?
I said this when we reported. If you've got gray in your beard, you shouldn't be on the internet talking trash. I'm sorry.
There you go, DJ Automatic. And then finally, Drake, a.k.a. Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Drake Dutton, because the Yellowstone's gotten to him, has gone country. He just bought a ranch in Houston, Texas. Okay. Here he is talking about it.
Gone country. Yeah, we done gone country on y'all, boy. Country, man. We said we was going to do it for a lot of years, and we doing it today. The sale is made.
I can't wait to see Drake riding a horse. That would be hilarious.
I'm just jealous because he's going to get a mini donkey, and I don't have one yet.
Automatic mini donkeys don't poo mini.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We did this whole story about a woman's car being stolen, and her wedding dress happened to be in the car. And Automatic and Anthony are in here saying, I think it was the guy.
Okay, hold on. Give me some conspiracy music right now. I need some conspiracy music. Because here's my conspiracy theory on this story, is that it was actually the groom who set up the stealing of the wedding dress.
Why, Anthony?
Because he got cold feet. And as a man, it's easier to do an elaborate plan and steal the wedding dress rather than just to tell her you don't want to get married.
No dress, no wedding. That's the one he thought.
Man math.
He probably called up his best friend and was like, I need you to do me a solid.
No.
Steal my girl's car. The wedding dress is in there.
No.
The best friend did it?
This is the best friend's idea. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
Well, he picked the right best man, then, obviously. Anyway, you know, I know a lot of girls in my life, my friends, that are with somebody, and the man's not marrying them.
Oh.
And they're like, if you like it, you should put a ring on it. And there's got to be some signs that he's not ready to get married because still in the car with the wedding dress and it ain't it, you know?
I got one for you. He hangs with his friends more than he hangs with you.
Oh.
That's hurtful.
I feel like we're making it hot out here for our homies. That is a key one right there, DJ Automatic. But you know what's bigger than that, dude? Oh, my God. Some of my friends are guilty about it. If I'm creating a fight, I'm sorry. Hit me up later. But he'll propose to you but won't set a date.
No wedding date. Thank you
talk
very
about
much.
Or he gets mad when you want to talk about when the wedding's going to happen.
Yeah, you got to set the date. You got to set the date. I think the number one thing is, though, ladies, he's not asking you.
Facts.
Ding, ding.
How long will you let your man get away with just living in sin? If you really want to get married, call us up. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.